All right. Good to see everyone tonight. Good crowd here. Appreciate very much you being here. It encourages me a lot to see a good number here in the evening, and it encourages others too, I know. And I've really appreciated the interest that so many have had in just spending some time and learning some new songs. And that seems like it's been working pretty well. We've picked up on some songs pretty quickly, I think. And I'm really glad for that. Tonight we're gonna review very kind of briefly some songs that we've already been working on. Then I really hope to work into some songs again that may be new for us. Let's turn the supplement book to number 2, Higher Ground. This, of course, is the version with a little bit newer melody to it. We're going to do just one verse of this, just one verse of number 2. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying and in heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory. Fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Number 6. 10. First verse. I have seen you walk down a dusty road. I have watched you stumble from a heavy load. In my heart I struggled, but I always knew the Holy Redeemer from heaven was you. My eyes have seen your glory. My hands have touched your face. My heart still burns within my breast from the warmth of your embrace. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. There's not a plant or flower below but makes the glories known, and clouds arise and tempests flow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. Amen. Number 15.
You're just going to have to sit there and watch me breathe for a minute before we start this one. You know, we've come through those songs pretty well. We've picked up on them very well, I think, and I'm really glad for that. I appreciate your interest. Some of you have made comments about just the interest in learning some new songs, and these are some powerful songs. And when I say that, I've tried to emphasize, learning new songs does not take anything away from old songs. I mean, the power of some of the old hymns is not diminished at all. You know, now, if there's any diminishing in the old hymns, it's what happens here sometimes, when we become so familiar with something that it doesn't have the same impact that it once did. That doesn't diminish the words of the song. It may be that we are not paying as much attention to the words of the old songs because they become so familiar to us. And it's interesting to me how sometimes there's an old song that maybe we haven't done for a while, and then we go back and do it again, and it's not like brand new, but it is refreshed. And there's something new again about singing that song. And so there's nothing wrong with the old hymns, and we need to keep using those. But there are some hymns here that are maybe new to us, and words that cause us to think in ways that we haven't for a while, and that's good. Number 15, Exalted, is a song of praise. When we worked on this song a couple of weeks ago, we noticed that this is a song from a musical standpoint that has some dynamics built into it. And what we talked about was that good music pays attention to the words and helps to accentuate the words, helps to highlight and bring to our mind what the words are saying. And I think that if we pay attention to the dynamics of this song, it does just that. It helps us to really pay attention to the words. And we'll try to notice that, as at times we'll be more quiet, and at times we will build, and then we'll get quiet again. There's a reason for that. Pay attention to the words, and we'll see that. Known before the world, lives by righteous men, Son of God, sent as David's heir, granted all the earth, exalted, seen with blinded eyes, met with wicked hearts, Son of God, worshipped with contempt, throned upon the cross, exalted, scorned by those who watched, loved within belief, Son of God, born to take my death, Jesus, Son of God, exalted, exalted.
Very good. We'll look at a new song tonight. Number 73, High Above the Seraph. It's an interesting song to me. It is a song that perhaps helps us to gain a view of heaven, the heavenly scene. Well, that's kind of hard to explain or define to begin with, because even Scripture only offers us limited view of the heavenly scene. There's some passages listed right here underneath the title. Some passages that when we turn to, we perhaps it's in a figurative way, but maybe it does give us some insight as to what's going on in heaven. Something that I hope to personally experience one day, as do you. And this song, I think, is helping us to think about just that. What is heaven? And what is going on there? Let's sing through the first verse, and we'll come back and we'll talk about this just a little bit.
High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King. 24 elders sing, worthy he who overcame, the word of God, his name.
think for a minute about what did we just sing. I mean, there are some phrases here that are a little bit difficult to understand. You have to stop and think about it a little bit. High above the seraphim? I mean, my first thought is, what's a seraphim? Seraphim is mentioned in scriptures, but only just a few times. And my best understanding of that would be, we're talking here about, supernatural or heavenly or angelic beings of some type. What do they look like? Well, see what Daniel says, or some of the other prophets that mention seraphim or heavenly beings. It seems in every description they're a little bit different. I think God has some purpose in that. And I think part of that purpose may be that we need to spend not a great deal of time trying to figure out what heavenly beings look like. We'll work that out one day. But what we know here is there's something that's very different. And as we have seen before, the seraphim are kind of at the feet of God. You know, we're talking about something that's lofty, that is much more lofty than us. And yet, high above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Can you start to imagine this in the heavenly ceiling? High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Can you hear that? Living creatures bless the king. 24 elders sing. Worthy he who overcame, the word of God, his name. Who are we singing praise to here? You tell me, who is this about? About Jesus, the one who overcame. And we're getting this heavenly scene. If you think about the Revelation, chapters 4 and 5, where Jesus invites John into seeing this heavenly scene, and he pins that for us. Perhaps one of the most, or the easiest, of any of the heavenly scenes for us to kind of envision in our mind, where the 24 elders are before the throne and they throw their crowns before the Lord. The 24 elders, perhaps giving some indication of the great leaders of both the Old Testament 12 and the New Testament 12, as in the apostles, the tribes of the Old Testament. No matter how great a leader that they were in whatever time or dispensation they lived, they bow before the king, as shall we. This is the heavenly scene. This is what is unfolding. This is what we are singing about and giving praise to the one who was worthy, the one who overcame, the Word of God. That's Jesus. That's his name. Praise the seed of Abraham, all dominion to the Lamb. Sing of him in glory slain. Lord God Almighty reigns. Shout the God-breathed prophecy. He who was will ever be. Kings of earth have passed away. The Son is Lord this day. Get a little picture of this in your mind. Again, he who overcome is king. Praise the seed of Abraham. I think again, speaking of the Lord. All dominion to the Lamb, speaking of the Lord. Sing of him in glory slain. Lord God Almighty reigns. Let these words work in your mind. Shout the God-breathed prophecy. He who was will ever be. Have we forgotten that Jesus always has been? We're speaking of God here. Even he who was with the Father in the creation of all things has always been, always will be. He has overcome death and gives us the ability to overcome death eternal. Kings of earth have passed away. I like that. It doesn't matter how great a king is in this life. They all die. But our king lives and he reigns. That's what's being sung in heaven. We're not there yet, but we're singing about that in view of being there one day. the third verse. Imagine this a little bit more softly as we sing it. Night to night I come to him, kneel before his diadem. While a thousand thousand sing, I fall before the king. Soon will be, he will be changing me, clothed in immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be. Imagine this. This is us, isn't it? Night to night I come to him as we say our prayers at night, we say sometimes. Night to night I come to him. I kneel before his diadem. I think it's the idea there of his crown, that he is king. Of course we kneel before him. He is the king. And in this heavenly sing, while a thousand thousand sing. How many is that? I don't know. I think it means like more than we can imagine. You know, while a thousand thousand sing, I fall before the king. Of course we do. And then maybe with even more enthusiasm we say, soon he will be changing me, clothed in immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be. Powerful words. Can you imagine that scene? The heavenly scene. And even tonight as we sing, and we are thinking about the Lord to whom we sing. We sing with those angels already there, and the 24 elders around the throne, and the seraphim and all the angelic beings who are already singing praise to the Lamb. We join with them. We're not there yet. But we sing of one day being there with them. Let's see if we can think about all of that as we sing the song.
High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the king. 24 elders sing, worthy he who overcame, the word of God his name. Praise the seed of Abraham, all dominion to the Lamb. Sing of him in glory slain, Lord God Almighty reigns. Shout the God-breathed prophecy, he who was will ever be. Kings of earth have passed away, the Son is Lord this day. Night to night I come to him, kneel before his diadem. While a thousand thousand sing, I fall before the king. Soon will he be changing me, clothed in immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be.
Is that one a keeper? That's a good one, isn't it? Number 77.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, let us come to know you. Let us see you face to face. Touch us, hold us, use us, mold us. Only let us live in you. Jesus, draw us ever nearer. Hold us in your loving arms. Wrap us in your gentle presence. When the end comes, bring us home.
Same opening, number 76.
We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne. With humble hearts into his presence, we bring an offering of song, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed. And at the end of our journey, we shall bow down on bended knee. And with the angels up in heaven, we shall song of victory. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed.
Very well. 78. 78.
Faithful love flowing down from the thorn-covered crown makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear, holds my hand when I can't stand on my own. Faithful love from above came to earth to show the Father's love, and I'll never be the same, for I've seen faithful love face to face, and Jesus is his name. Faithful love is a friend just when hope seems to end. Welcome face, sweet embrace, tender touch filled with grace. Endless power, living flame, spirit's fire, burning bright in the night, guiding my way. Faithful love from above came to earth to show the Father's love, and I'll never be the name. For I've seen faithful love face to face, and Jesus is his name.
All right. You're doing good tonight. Number 38. 38. You know, you never know when you study with someone and who might obey the gospel, who will not. It seems like you go through a lot of studies before you come across someone that's just genuinely interested in obeying the Lord. But you never know. And you also never know just what that will lead to. When one obeys the gospel, what will they do as far as trying to teach others and lead others to the Lord? That's kind of the idea here of this song. And just the fact that we still have to be busy about being teachers, never knowing who will receive it. And maybe even if there's only one who receives the gospel from any effort that we might have, from that one, 1,000 may obey. We don't know. It may be a gentleman of 90. It may be a child of only 10. Sow the precious seed for the Almighty, and you can watch it multiply again. Those are true words, and we've, many of us, seen such things as that happen. I baptized a man one time who was 90 years old. I always think of Big Hargrove when I sing this song. Someone that many had worked with many times for many years, trying to encourage him to obey the gospel. And his only explanation that he gave me when I asked him, "Big, what has taken you so long?" "I've just been stubborn." That's all he said. I'm glad he got over that stubbornness. And he lived to be 95 or 96 years old. And as far as I can tell, was faithful to the Lord in the years that he had left. But he regretted that he did not obey the Lord sooner. He missed a lot of years of service. The apples and the seed.
In the fruitful tree there is an apple. Deep within the apple's many seeds. So the Father set all things in order, knowing just what everything would need. You may count the seeds within the apple. You may count the apples on a tree. You may count the trees within the orchard. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how much the fruit will grow? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? From the mind of God before creation, from the heart of heaven, mercy's plan, bringing peace to every tribe and nation, heaven's hope for lost and dying man. God would take the brightest star of heaven, send him down to hang up on a tree. Tell the world that Jesus is redemption. Say he came to pardon you and me. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? Do not doubt that someone will believe it, though 100 hear and turn away. For if only one heart will receive it, through the one 1,000 may obey. It may be a gentleman of 90, it may be a child of only 10. So the precious seed for the Almighty, you can watch it multiply again. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed?
Maybe that's a good song to start us out in our week, reminding us even of responsibilities that we have to teach others, to be looking for those who might want to hear about the Lord, those who might someday respond to the gospel. Appreciate your good participation tonight. We're going to close the class at this time. And Vince, you're going to lead us in prayer. Vince will lead us in prayer, and then we will be dismissed.